The eviction process is complex in any state, but Florida had its own special quirks. The laws were written to protect tenant rights before those of the property owner. Knowing what I do about the eviction process, I'd rather stick a hot poker in my eye or spend 10 minutes locked in a closet with Logan than ever choose to be a landlord. As Luke drove over the MacArthur Causeway, I read the file out loud. Fester Gomez, Latino, age 63, widower, lived here for 10 years, never had a late payment before. Aaron wants us to talk to him, inspect the property for damages if he'll let us, and find out why he's not paying his rent.
And if he doesn't let us? Luke asked.
I'll post a 24-hour inspection notice and we'll go in tomorrow.
You'll stay in the car.
Logan didn't phrase it as a request, and I didn't appreciate his tone. I'm going in. Mr. Gomez has no criminal record. He's not a threat. Besides, if you two scary guys knock on his door and give him a heart attack, Aaron might get sued. Then we're SOL.
Jackie's right, Logan. We're just going to talk this out. Aaron doesn't want to go through the trouble of eviction if there are any other options.
From my position in the back, I saw Logan shift, so I was prepared when he pivoted to glare at me.
Don't do anything stupid.
Broke that habit years ago. The passive aggression was so dense, you could eat it with a spork. I saw the instant the barb struck home. His eyes narrowed to blue slits. I raised an eyebrow, daring him to take it further.
Knock it off, you two. We're almost there.
That from Luke, the peacemaker of our little trio who multitasked brilliantly as he turned the truck onto Ocean Drive. He stopped the vehicle near a pristine white stucco apartment complex. I whistled low as my feet met asphalt.
Hot damn.
You think Aaron would rent to us while we finished the house? I always wanted to live near the beach.
We couldn't afford it, Luke said, sending me a rueful smile. Maybe in a few years if this business works out.
Logan remained quiet, assessing our surroundings with watchful eyes.
We trooped across the street and into the breezeway, stopping at the door to 1C. I held my clipboard with the 3-day notice all filled out should Mr. Gomez not provide an adequate reason why he'd been skipping his rent. Luke and I exchanged a glance. He nodded and I knocked on the door, going over the spiel I'd prepped. A spiel I didn't need because the unlatched door creaked open ominously.
Uh-oh.
Get back, Logan snarled, shoving me behind him and several steps to the side. I didn't protest the rough treatment because my nose had picked up on the same stench that had put him on high alert. Something that reeked like death.
I'm going in, Logan said.
Don't be an idiot. Luke grabbed for his brother's shoulder, but Logan shrugged him off.
If whatever's in there is still alive, it needs help. Get her back to the car. Logan barreled forward like a freight train.
Idiot, Luke growled. Jackie, go back to the car, call 911, tell them what's going on. Luke shoved his cell phone at me and I fumbled it.
You don't know what's in there.
Logan's in there, he said simply and disappeared into the place. The Parker brothers might be big, tough heroes, but I sure as hell didn't want to see what was making that smell. Week-old garbage rotting in a dumpster was more appetizing. I couldn't just go lock myself in the car, though. What if they needed help? I dialed the phone and gave the 911 operator the address. Probable DOA, my husband and his brother have gone in to check on the resident.
Do you require an ambulance?
Considering Mr. Gomez's rent was 3 months late, I seriously doubted it. Still, I called out, Luke, is there anyone alive in there? It was Logan who appeared, his t-shirt pulled up to cover his mouth and nose.
Whoever did this is long gone.
I was craning past him, looking for Luke. Did what? Sirens blared in the distance, announcing help was on the way.
Luke, get out here, Logan called, shoving me back into the breezeway. Put your hands up so the cops can see them.
Ma'am, are you there?
The 911 operator's voice crackled over the line. Luke slipped through the door, face ghostly pale as his eyes met mine.
He'd seen his share of dead bodies. And I doubt discovering Mr. Gomez had passed peacefully in his sleep would have brought on that kind of reaction.
What's wrong?
Logan and Luke exchanged a look, and I knew Logan didn't want to tell me, the jerk, while Luke couldn't see any way to avoid it.
It's not Gomez.